RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Now we're going once again to Des Cahill for the sports news. And I know you'll be hearing from Argentina, Des. Everyone there feels, as someone said, that they've lost a family member.
Yeah, it's very interesting. We're actually going to chat with Daniel Edwards-May, who had a very interesting tweet that he suggested that, you know, he might, for some, he's like a father, or for others, a brother, and others at times like an embarrassing uncle, because, of course, his life went off the rails. And everybody feels they've lost a family member. We're going to chat to Daniel Edwards about that, as glowing tributes have been paid all over the world to Diego Maradona following his death at the age of 60. But before we get to that, the rest of today's sports news. And Sligo Rovers have booked their place in the semi-final of the Extra.ie FAI Cup. They beat Derry City 3-1 on penalties after a scoreless draw at the Showgrounds. Sligo will now travel to Premier Division champions Shamrock Rovers on Sunday for the semi-finals. In last night's Champions League action, the big surprise was Liverpool losing 2-0 at home to Atalanta. Jurgen Klopp fielded a weakened side because they have a league game at lunchtime on Saturday. But with Ajax beating Midtjylland 3-1, it means Liverpool are now just 2 points ahead of Ajax and Atalanta, with 2 games remaining in Group D. Manchester City did qualify for the last 16 with 2 games to spare. Their 1-0 victory came courtesy of a Phil Foden goal. Tonight, Dundalk are in action in the Europa League when they play Rapid Vienna. But UEFA have banned Dundalk manager Filippo Giovagnoli from any function of that of head coach ahead of the game. The Italian will not be allowed on the sideline because he does not have a pro licence. So Shane Keegan will be the main man in the dugout for Dundalk. The big news in Gaelic games is that Fergal Logan and Brian Duher will spearhead Tyrone's new Gaelic football management team. The pair were ratified at a meeting of the county executive to succeed Mickey Hart, who left the post earlier this month. Logan, a 50-year-old solicitor, will work alongside Brian Duher and Collie Holmes, both members of the Tyrone teams that won 3 All-Irelands in the noughties. The Cavan County Board, meanwhile, has denied seeking to move their All-Ireland football semi-final with Dublin out of Croke Park. They say they're happy to play wherever it's fixed for. In rugby news, it has been confirmed that James Ryan will captain Ireland again in the Autumn Nations Cup match against Georgia on Sunday in the absence of Johnny Sexton. That Irish team will be named today. We have racing in Thurles. The first race is off there at 12:25. But back to that story that's dominating today's back pages and indeed the front pages. The death in Argentina of Diego Maradona at the age of 60. An extraordinary talent who led a roller coaster life, but whose unique talent shone so brightly.
Enrique to Maradona. Different class. Different class! When they talked about the great players of World Championship football, this man will be on a pedestal. Diego Armando Maradona.
Maradona just walked away from Hoddle then. Maradona. Maradona. They're appealing for offside. Or was it a use of the hand that England are complaining about?
Lovely play there as Redondo tries to go through. There's a show! Glorious goal! He's done it! Maradona! And look at these emotional scenes. There is something extra special about it.
Well, any man who can get a reaction like that from any other man deserves special mention indeed. Daniel Edwards joins us from Argentina. Hiya, Daniel. Can you tell us how Argentina has been reacting to the news?
Good morning, Des. Yeah, it's been incredible, really. I mean, The news broke here around midday yesterday. At first, people didn't know what to make of it. The rumours started kind of filtering through very slowly that he'd had a heart attack, that he was being treated, that ultimately he had died, and there was just a disbelief, and all of a sudden the tribute started pouring in on social media, and also in the middle of Buenos Aires. I was down there yesterday afternoon among thousands of people who just spontaneously decided to gather at Buenos Aires's Obelisco landmark in the center of town with their banners, their shirts, their songs, and there was so much sadness, but also just a recognition of what Maradona had done for the country, what he'd done for these people who obviously had never met him. Not all of them had even seen him play in his peak, but just the legend of Maradona is what people decided to hold on to at that point. And it was something unique from my perspective, something very, very special and very kind of typical of Argentina, how they treat life and football.
Yeah, it's a lovely image. I believe there's going to be a few days of national mourning.
Yeah, 72 hours of national mourning. That's an honour very few Argentines have received in history, I think. The last were Perón and Evita. When they passed, so we're talking 1976 and 1951, 52, I think. So this isn't something that happens every day.
And what about his funeral, Daniel?
His funeral was, as far as I understand it, obviously, since we're in times of coronavirus still, this makes everything a lot more difficult for organisational purposes. We know, at least at this point, that his body's going to lie in state at the Casa Rosada, which is the Argentine seat of government here in Buenos Aires. That's going to be, and so tomorrow, and they said in the government, you know, for as long as it takes for everyone to be able to go past and pay their respects, he's going to lie there so people can go down there, and then the funeral. I don't have information on exactly what the organisation will be, but I'm sure it's going to be kind of very big and very emotional.
Well, I think given what the image you've given of the reaction yesterday, it's going to be massive. Daniel Edwards, thank you very much for joining us from Argentina.